This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family, his companions and his followers until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his last and final messengers. Messenger, my dear brothers and sisters. Today I decided that this khutbah will be regarding the children of Gaza. إن هذه الخطبة أرسلها إلى أولادنا وأطفالنا في غزة. الأحياء منهم والأموات. Those who alive or those who passed away. I know that there is no words suffice for what they have been through. No matter how eloquent the speaker is, or how soft heart we have, to never be able to describe the pain, or we come closer to what these children are going through, or been through, or their parents and their family. إنهم أصعب شيء في هذه المعادلة. It's the most difficult part of this conflict, children. The one who passed away and who those been left behind. And the war is still going. You know, in wars, it's always the children who suffer the most. More than 13,000 children have died since the bombardment began on October 7. Maybe this number increased. Because in some even statistics said that about 2 child die every hour. Astronomically horrifying number, as it been reported by international organization like UNICEF executive director, Catherine Russell. She said, I think these numbers that we're seeing out of Gaza are just staggering. We haven't seen that rate of death among children in almost any other conflict in the world. It is really shocking. Famine is imminent in northern Gaza, as 1.1 million people, half of the population, experience catastrophic level of food insecurity. Almost every child in Gaza is basically facing an imminent threat of, you know, famine. It is very hard. You know, my brothers and sisters, I know poverty is very complicated issue, but feeding a child isn't. War is a very complicated issue, but not killing a child, isn't it? The Israeli-Palestinian conflict is a complicated issue, but targeting Gazan children and kids and protecting their lives is not a complicated issue. And it's not a difficult thing, a conclusion that you arrive to. History will judge us by the difference we make in the everyday lives of children. And unfortunately, it's terrible how, no matter even with these voices that we hear today, it's not enough that we have the world in denial and a nonsense justification for the killing of these children and innocent people every day. I know that those children who died in Gaza, shuhada. Shahid, it means a witness. هو الذي يشهد على شيء. طيب الرجل البالغ إذا كان شهيدا يشهد أمام الله على إيمانه بتضحيته. The adult, when he die and consider shaheed, because he's witnessing in front of Allah, he testifying how much he believes in Allah and in the cause, that's why he died. For those children, they will be witnesses in front of Allah. Not over their faith, because they're children. إنهم يشهدون على ظلم هذا العالم وعلى خذلان هذا العالم وعلى وحشية هذا النظام. They will be a witness in front of Allah over the barbaric state of Israel and that government over there. They will be witness in front of Allah how passive we are. They will be witness in front of Allah and how the world forsake them. They will be witness before Allah how indiscriminate this war is. We heard people say, kill the children of the Palestinians. Tomorrow they will be Hamas member. Let's just wipe them up from now. Let's solve the problem from the beginning. We heard these voices, but also we have to recognize that these voices are not necessarily to be a very common voices. These individuals and leaders, political leaders and religious leaders, but not all of them, laysu sawa. And we are an ummah of justice. These extreme individuals are exist. And in the other side, you will have voices extreme as well, who said, let's kill all the children of the Jews. And targeting kids and killing them, I have no problem with that. But what I want to make a point here, that there is a very big difference between these two voices. Yes, both are ill, both are grown, but there is a difference has to be recognized. Which is, Muslims are always asked to condemn the voices that comes from the Muslim side, from an individuals who do not represent the mainstream Muslim, the mainstream Palestinians. And we ask to condemn that. And we don't see any, in any level, the other side or the rest of the world been asked to condemn such voices in the other side. The other side will be coming, if it ever come in the news, as some random individuals, even those individuals are religious political leaders. But it will be just a random, odd, you know, against the norm, blah, blah, blah. It will be put in a very, very limited, you know, capacity. While when it presents what some of these Muslims said, it will be a brush that will paint the whole entire resistance. The people who fight for their freedom. The people who say no to occupations. That's a very big difference between how these two images represented, unfortunately. But you know what's the most important difference is? تعرف إيش أكبر فرق حقيقي بين هاتين المقالتين؟ هو الواقع. The reality. The reality is that we have Palestinian kids dying every day. If it's not by bomb, it is by starvation. It is by the lack of adequate, you know, medical, you know, care. That's the reality. Don't compare empty words to reality. Yes, there is innocent children killed as well on the other side. But there is no comparison between the numbers or the magnitude of it. And we will always as Muslim stand against killing and targeting any children, innocent people. In the midst of all this, I remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ كَانْ فِي السَّابِقِ يَئِدُونَهَا بِأَنْ يَحْفِرُوا قَبْرَهَا وَالْيَوْمُ وُئِدَتْ بِأَنْ يُهَدَّ بَيْتُهَا فَوْقَ رَأْسِهَا. When the girl who buried alive will be asked in the Day of Judgment by Allah for what sin she was killed. In the past, she might be a hole was dug and she was buried in that grave by her parents or father. Today, she's buried by the rebels, by the bombs. Not individuals, tens. We have brothers and sisters in this community lost over 100 of their family members. 100. In one hit, one of the brothers told me he lost 20. And many of those people who are telling us and sharing their stories only from our community. Talk about how children are suffering. تعجبت أن القرآن يقول وإذا الموؤودة سئلت ولم يقول وإذا الوائد سئل. لماذا تسأل هي ولا يسأل هذا المجرم؟ I ask myself, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talks about this, he said when the child will be asked. I always thought the one who should be asked is the criminal, the one who buried her. The one who killed that child will be asked in the Day of Judgment. But the ayah is saying that the child will be asked. You come to realize when the scholars talk about this, they said, it's basically to honor the child, that Allah will speak to the child, and to humiliate the criminal that he doesn't deserve to be even talked at. يُكْرِمُ اللَّهُ هَذِهِ الْمَوْلُودَ بِأَنْ يُكَلِّمَهَا وَيُهِينَ الْقَاتِلَ أَلَّا يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ وَلَا يَسْأَلُهُ. Also, it is more suffering for the criminal, for the one who, the killers, when he sees and hears how the person who been killed is speaking about their experience, is speaking about their feelings. You know, when you bring someone to the court and you bring, you know, the family or the one who been, you know, raped or somebody been harmed or whatever, and you bring them in the stands and start talking about what's happening to them, and you see the person who been, yani, the criminal listening to all this, it's so painful. يُعَذِّبْهُمُ اللَّهُ عَذَابًا نَفْسِيًّا قَبْلَ يَوْمْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. Before the suffering in hellfire. I realize when Allah said, for what sin, for what purpose you've been killed, that there is no excuse for killing children. There is no excuse for using them as a human shield. There is no excuse for indiscriminate kill for children. There is no excuse for considering them, you know, a collateral damage. There is no excuse for all this. I understand from this that all children will go to Jannah. إن هذه الآية استدل بها بعض العلماء أن كل الأطفال يذهبون إلى الجنة لأن هذه الموؤودة التي سئلت أبوها كافر وهي بنت كافر ولا يعقل أن الله بعد أن يكرمها يدخلها النار. We understand that this verse that all children will go to Jannah because that child who Allah talked about in the Quran is a child of a non-Muslim who buried her before Islam. And so that means after Allah honor that child, we'll let them go to Jannah and pull the parents accountable. So it doesn't matter where the child's parents are. from what religion they are, Muslim or Buddhist or Christian or Jew. Children should be protected. Even the children of your enemy, you're not allowed to touch. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forbade killing enemy in war, children in war. And كذلك كل خلفائه, all the khulafa, Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthman and Ali, forbade targeting children. That's for a child whose parents are not Muslim. Parents who are warrior, people who are in conflict zone. What do you think of those innocent children who are killed in Gaza today? What will be in the Day of Judgment? It's hard. There's no doubt losing a child is a trial, which cannot be tolerated except by a person who is a patient believer, who is content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm amazed by how the parents dealing with that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Anas radiallahu anhu reported, دخل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على أبي سيف القن ضئر ابنه إبراهيم. يعني إيش ضئر ابنه إبراهيم؟ يعني أبوه من الرضاع. His stepdad from breast milk. Ibrahim was in the process of death. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw his son like yajudu bi nafsih, dying in front of him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in tears. Abdurrahman ibn Auf asked him, قال يا ابن عوف إنها رحمة. This is a mercy. Allah put it, and compassionate that Allah put it in the heart. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the eyes weeps and the heart grieves, but we see only what our Lord pleased with. And we grieved over being separated from you, ya Ibrahim. O Ibrahim. إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ لَتَدْمَعُ وَإِنَّ الْقَلْبَ لَيَحْزَنُ وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يُرْضِي رَبَّنَا وَإِنَّ بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَمَحْزُنُونَ. It is sad. It is hard to be separated from your child. But as Ibn Mas'ud said, there is none of you except that he is a guest, and his wealth is borrowed, and the guest will always depart, and what is borrowed must be returned to who it belongs to. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And we will surely test you with something of fear and hunger and losses of wealth and lives. And the hardest test when you lose some of the lives of the closest to you, which is your children. But Allah give a glad tidings to those who are patient. Those who say we belong to Allah, we'll return to Allah. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a woman came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, dafantu thalathatan min awladi. I buried 3 of my children. قَالَ قَدْ احْتَضَرْتِ بِحِضْرٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ. You have a thick partition from hellfire. يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ يَسْأَلُونَهُ النَّاسِ فَيَقُولُ مَا مِنَ النَّاسِ مُسْلِمٌ يَمُوتُ لَهُ ثَلَاثَةٌ مِّنَ الْوَلَدِ لَمْ يَبْلُغُ الْحُنْثِ إِلَّا أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Anyone who lost 3 of his children before they reach the age of puberty will enter Jannah, and that person is patient. They say, Ya Rasulullah, 2? He said 2. 1? He said 1. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا مات ولد العبد, when your child die, Allah, the exalted, asks his angels whether they have taken his servant's child. They replied that they have. قال أخذتم أو قبضتم ولد عبدي فيقولون نعم. قال قبضتم ثمرة فؤاده. يا سلام. He said صلى الله عليه وسلم that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the angels, then you have basically have taken the fruit of his heart. This is said, you know, the fruit of his heart. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the angel will say, yes. Then Allah will say, what did my servant say? Then they said, hamadaka wa starja. They basically Upon their replying, they have praised Allah and said, "We belong to Allah, and to Him do we return." Allah said, "Build a house of praise for them in my paradise." فَيُبْنَى لَهُمْ بَيْتُ يُسَمَّ بَيْتَ الْحَمْدِ. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم told us that these children who depart today, what will happen to them? النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. These children, from the moment, even if it is a miscarriage, so not even born yet, what will do these children on the Day of Judgment? لَيَأْخُذُ بِسَرَرِهِ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ إِذَا احْتَبَسَتْ. إِنَّ السَّقْطَ لَيَجُرُّ أُمَّهُ بِسَرَرِهِ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ إِذَا احْتَبَسَتْ. يعني, the child will drag his mom with his cord to the Jannah if the mom delayed in entering Jannah. These children will pull their parents to Jannah. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man used to attend his gathering and his child comes with him. Child died and the man was depressed. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "If you wish, I will pray to Allah to return your child to you. And if you be patient, you will see your child on the Day of Judgment, calling you to enter Jannah from any gate you want." This is what happened to the children of Gaza, waiting for their parents to invite them to enter Jannah from whatever gates they want in Jannah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us the moment they die, the moment this child die, any children of the believer when they die, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم هل لأصحاب هل رأى منكم من رؤيا. He saw a dream and the dream of the prophets are true. And he saw what happened to children when they die. And where they go when they die. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فأتينا على روضة معتمة فيها من كل لون الربيع. We came to a very green area. Many bushes, it's a big garden. Have so many colors, beautiful colors of the spring. وَإِذَا بَيْنَ ظَهْرَيَ الرَّوْضَةِ رَجُلٌ طَوِيلٌ لَكَدَ رَأْسَهُ مِنْ طُولِهِ فِي السَّمَاءِ. A man was very tall. I can't even see his head. He's very tall. And around this man, so many children. Then he asked the two angels with him, "Who's this man and what is the scene?" قالوا, "This man is Ibrahim عليه السلام." These children are the children who born upon fitrah and die while their child were their children. قالوا, "Ya Rasulullah, any children, even the children of the mushrikeen?" He said, "Even the children of the mushrikeen," reported by Al-Bukhari. And in Imam Ahmad rahimahullah reported that there is a special area in Jannah. When the child died, it's a mountain or a hill. And it's so green, like a garden. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ibrahim and his wife Sarah are the one in charge of children until they meet their parents. في جبل في الجنة يكفلهم إبراهيم وسارة حتى يردون إلى آبائهم يوم القيامة. And when the Day of Judgment comes, they are responsible to make sure that they reconnected with their family. You wondering what happened to the children? يقول ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه إن أرواح ولدان المؤمنين في أجواف عصافير تسرح في الجنة حيث شاءت تأوي إلى قناديل معلقة عند العرش. Their souls are cast inside birds that they fly and they enjoy paradise, and they return to nests right by the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu once, Abu Hurairah, somebody asked him, said, "I have a child who died. What will happen to my child?" Then Abu Hurairah said, "Inni muhadithuka an Rasulillahi bi hadithin tutayyabu bihi nafsuk." I'll tell you something that it will bring comfort to you about your losses. And the losses of these children are our losses. قال صغارهم دعاميص الجنة يتلقى أحدهم أباه أو أبويه فيأخذ بثوبه أو بيده كما أخذ أنا بصنفة ثوبك هذا، وأخذ بثوبه، فلا يتناهى حتى يدخله الله وأباه وأبويه الجنة. رواه الإمام مسلم. That the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Huraira, when a child die, they will da'amis al-jannah. Da'amis, it is, means the someone who freely enter any place. يعني the moment the child die, he is in Jannah allowed to enter any place. Never said no to him. Even if it's not his status or rank in Jannah, he can go, like children can go everywhere and they open every door. You know, ask Azimuddin. Child also go to his office all the time. I'm my office. No, nobody's the children like that. In Jannah like that. They go everywhere they want. Until the day of judgment comes, and they will be waiting at the gates of Jannah, looking for their parents. And when they see their parents, they go and they grab them and take them to Jannah. That's what happened to them. قال المناوي السياحون في الجنة داخلون في منازلها لا يمنعون كما يمنع الصبيان الدنيا من دخول الحرم. Children, yes, children. And the moment they walk into the Jannah, the ulama rahimahullah debated and the strongest opinion, the moment they walk into Jannah, Allah turned them to the age of 33. Because everybody in Jannah will be in the age of 33. But you see them in the age that they lost them. Until they walk in through the Jannah. As Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, Ahlul Jannah abna'u 33. Fayaj'aluhum Allah jami'an min abna'u 33. من مات من أهل الجنة من صغير أو كبير يردون بني 30 في الجنة لا يزيدون عليها أبدا وكذلك أهل النار. رواه الترمذي بإسناد فيه مقال. لكن هذا الكلام اتفق عليه أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والعلماء من بعده. It's been reported that the Prophet ﷺ said in their 30s they entered. And that concept, even the hadith, maybe it's not the most authentic in the Tirmidhi, but the concept is something agreed upon between the companions رضي الله عنهم وأرضاه. اللهم اجمعنا بأولادنا وأولاد المسلمين في جنات النعيم. أقول ما سمعتم وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. This is a big topic and a long, but I want you to see what you can see with your eyes today. Something of what beyond what is happening in front of our eyes. That will not reduce the pain. I mean, it will not, it doesn't to justify that what happening. But in the end of this khutbah, I want to mention quick points. Number one, this calamity that we see in Gaza is not restricted to the children of Gaza only, or that conflict in that part of the world. Unfortunately, today, over 400 million children live in countries where there is war and violent conflict, and they're forced to be misplaced, facing insecure future. So this is a big issue that's not only related to one part, but we should care about all children around the world. Number two, children killing children is haram. Nothing can justify killing children. Using them as a human shield or collateral damage or this nonsense should stop. Three, anyone who participates in killing them directly, that's a direct impact. But there is an indirect impact and participation in killing these children as well. And each one will be held accountable according to their degree and according to their participation. They're not equal in sin, but all responsible. Not that the one who directly kills them is a responsibility, but also those who supply them with weapons. Those who supply them with bombs are also responsible for that. Starting from the president up to the Congress, to the senators, to the people who vote for that decision to be made, all responsible for it. Also, responsible for the kill of these kids and anywhere, those who recruit kids to be soldiers and give them weapons. Also those who launch rockets or launch attack against their enemy from a civilian's area where they're living and knowing that this will cause to a damage to the civilians are also responsible for the killing of these children. Everyone based on their level. And that's nonsense of not caring for the life of children has to stop. Those in the media who justify the killing of children and casualty of war, and this is how war it looks like. Those who say now, if I've been elected, or I am, if you know, or those who are just because what we stopped a shipment of what 5% of the bombs that we're sending to Israel, the president bought like maybe 30,000 out of hundreds of thousands of bombs, and he making a political stunt out of it. Even this, some people coming like our senators here in Ted Cruz and others, that he doesn't deserve a single vote of you. Saying that this, you know, for the security of Israel, blah, blah, blah. Those people also responsible for the killing of these innocent people. Those on the media speaking and propaganda, you know, the justification and the, you know, inhumaning the Palestinians is are responsible for this killing as well. Those who their hearts never been affected or moved by what's happening there. Those who don't care. Just the numbers. لهم نصيب من الإثم. Have their share in the sin. Finally, we have a responsibility toward these children. You know, my brothers and sisters, only the dead have seen the end of the war. Only the dead. The living one, not yet. That's not over yet. And it's not one war, it's not then, it's going to happen as long as the conflict is continuing. That's why it is important for us to make sure that we take serious steps, a long shot, a long term, a long commitment. Some people think that I'm sinful because I'm... No, you do what you're... Allah will never hold you responsible for the killing of these children because you don't have the capacity or ability to make that stop. But you do what you can. You make the dua, you make the donation, you do the, you know, you lobby, you go vote, you make sure that you don't give your vote to those who are ill, those who have no regard for the human's life. You propaganda, you basically propaganda the truth, not the falsehood. Helping these orphans, those who are left behind. And one of the reasons I give this khutbah is because I was inspired by one family here in our community. They sponsor a family from Gaza to come to take a treatment because they were, you know, injured in the war. I was inspired, touched by that. Maybe the family even listening to my khutbah today. That's nice. Saving their life. The doctors who goes, the people who donated to save lives there. Even though now everything is shut down with what's happening in Rafah. We should sponsor their education, sponsor people to come to treat for treatment, whatever we can do. Taking care of their orphans, helping whoever left behind. It's hard. I can't imagine what they're going through. But it's easier to build a strong children than to repair a broken man. Let's not wait until they become an adult. اللهم ارحم ضعفهم واجبر كسرهم واحفظهم يا حري يا قيوم بحفظك داوي جرحاهم واحفظ أولادنا وأولادهم وقنا وإياهم من شر الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وقوموا للصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله